you start from probably in May, April and May, was when you plant your cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Let cotton come up, you take holes and thin it out,
mm-hmm.
which they don't do that no more now. And when that cotton growed up, got cotton bowls on it, you have somebody pick the bowl, pick the cotton out of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But they have cotton pickers now.
Yeah. How long did it take you to pick the cotton?
It depends upon what kind of cotton picker you was. If you, some people could pick 300 pounds a day.
Really? Is that right?
I always could.
300 pounds of cotton?
Yes, ma'am. And some couldn't pick with 50 or 75 pounds. It just depends upon the skill you had in picking cotton.
You're right. Sure. Was that hard on the hands? I know it'd be hard on the back, but
not hard on the hands unless it come a lot of rain.
I see.
If it come a lot of rain, that made the cotton stick in the burrs, you see. It'd be hard to pull out.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd what? Then you'd get it weighed or what?
You'd weigh that cotton, pour it in a wagon, a truck or whatever you go, and take it to the gin.
Mm-hmm.
And have it ginned. Separate the seed from the lint.
Where was that located? Was that here in Jackson, or did you
have... Oh, yes. Long at the time we were raising cotton, they had gins here in Jackson.
Really? Is that right?
Jenkins Boys.
Uh-huh. Is that right? They'd be located in Jenkinsburg, about?
Yes, ma'am. Which is neither one now. You have cotton, what few people that tries to raise cotton now. They have to go to Griffin.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. They have to go to Griffin and have it ginned.
Mm. When you have it ginned, what does that mean?
Separates the seed from the lint.
I see. I understand. And what might you be paid for, say, 300 pounds?
Picking cotton?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what they're paying you. 100. The last cotton I picked, that's been about 6-7 years ago, it was $5 a hundred. That would cause good. If you could pick 300 pounds of cotton, see, you had $15 for that day.
Gee, that's not much.
Well, people thought that was great because it hadn't been but $1 and $2 a hundred. I've known times it just 50 cents a hundred.
Ooh-wee.
Well, they've come a long ways. Everything have come a long ways.
Yes, you're right.
And still going.
Oh, yes. Just think of that. 50 cents for 100.
That's right. And sometimes it takes you a day to pick that 100.
Wow. Gracious.
But times change.
Yes, that's true. And now, there aren't many cotton fields around here.
No,
right
now. You can go for miles and miles and not see nothing growing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing growing. I think about, they're talking about poverty and famous children, elderly old people. Population explosion. Now, they would come on out in the country and build some houses. And then some of them people come on back to the country.
Yeah.
And go to raising the food. We wouldn't have to worry about the population explosion. The explosion's only in town, it's not in the country.